back to News and Views here at News Talk 1010 WCSI 98.1 FM. I'm News Director John Clark. This morning I am talking with the candidates for Ritomi County Commissioners and District 1. My first candidate is incumbent Republican Larry Kleinhans. Larry, thanks for chatting with us this morning.
You're welcome, John. Thank you for having me.
Larry, for people who may not have met you and it seems hard to believe there may be people in the community, can you just tell them a little about yourself and your time on the county commissioners?
It'll be a short conversation, but I can do that. I have been a county commissioner for 30-plus years. I have really enjoyed the job. It's been a great fit for me. I have farmed much of my life, but I've been in various and multiple businesses, mainly real estate, and I build small custom homes. I don't do a lot. I build about one a year. And I married Annette Mickle in 1980. She grew up here in Columbus, and we've been married 43 years, and we have several children.
Well, Larry, what made you decide to run for re-election?
A couple of things, I guess. First of all, I really enjoy the job, and I feel like I do a good job. It's a great fit for me. I often say that the commissioner's job is a very dangerous job because a county commissioner really, by statute, has a lot of authority. And somebody that really wants to rock the boat and make some dramatic changes can really do so by passing laws, creating ordinances that can really affect individual homeowners, property owners, and just constituents in general. So I've been very aware of the significance of the job and the position. I've really enjoyed it, and I think there's a need.
Larry, as you look at the last few years, I think one of the big changes would have to be the money that's come from the federal government to help fund operations and how that's allowed the county to get some projects done that were on the burner. Can you talk a little bit about how that money has been used and what's going to happen with the county when that money dries up?
And there are a lot of opinions about that money. We, as Bartholomew County, received $16 million in CARES money, or no, ARP money, American Rescue Plan money, was $16 million, and we received $4 or $5 million in CARES money. That was during the initial phase of COVID. So all of a sudden, county government had $21 million injected into our budget. That feels great from a county perspective. Certainly it had a big factor in driving inflation because they didn't just do that in Bartholomew County. They did it in 92 counties across our state and across 52 states in the United States. So that was a huge amount of money that was injected into our economies. Much of it was spent on projects, big projects, road projects, building projects, which further drove the job demand higher, which drove costs higher. But locally, I use the term we because in the commissioner's office, there are three county commissioners. I will restate this for the public because the public, for the most part, doesn't realize that there are three commissioners. The commissioners have to live in districts, but every citizen of Bartholomew County that votes can vote for every commissioner. It is a countywide office. It is countywide vote tally, but you have to live in a specific district, I think, so that there's fair representation across the county. We, in using all of this special aid money that we received, ARP money and CARES Act money, the commissioners were put in charge by the federal government. They put the county commissioners in charge, working with the county council. We always need to work with the county council, and we have always tried to do that, even when we don't have to. Bartholomew County is rare. In all the time that I have been in the commissioner's office, the county council and the county commissioners have always worked together. Now, occasionally we've butted heads, but that's okay. It's part of the process. But we work together. So the commissioners had to decide how to use this money with council approval and with their involvement. But together, we decided to use it on needed projects. We put a lot of money into our county courthouse. We put quite a bit of money into our county jail. We put $4 million and enticed the private company to invest $30 million into our rural broadband project, so that most, I won't say all, but most residents of Bartholomew County within the next 18 months will have fiber optic direct to their home. So we've used that money on projects that were really needed, but we kind of kept kicking the can down the road because we didn't have an extra $3 million to fix the leaky water lines in our courthouse. And we didn't have an extra $2.5 million to fix the HVAC system in our jail. So we decided to use this ARP money to fix a lot of those projects. And you could ask the question, well, why? Why did you use it for that? We felt that by so doing, we really directly benefited all of our county residents, because then they didn't have to dip into their own pockets to fix those projects. We thought it was fair and equitable to do it that way, because it positively affected all of our citizens, because now they don't have to pay for that repair at the courthouse. But we've fixed so many things in the last couple of years. We're all exhausted because we've had so many projects ongoing. We fixed a lot of things, but when you're a county the size we are, you've always got things breaking and wearing out. So there's always projects to do. Right now, we're trying to work through the Youth Services Center. And as a county, with the judges, the council, and the commissioners, trying to decide what we're going to do and what we want to do as a county as far as handling, housing, and dealing with troubled youth. So there are a lot of projects moving forward, and we always have roads and bridges to take care of, which is another huge expense that we've really seen go up dramatically because of the influx of some of that aid money.
And Larry, I know a lot of people will have on their minds as they go to vote this election, concerns over election security and whether our elections are going to be fairly counted. And any thoughts on what we're doing here? Any message for the voters as they head out to cast their vote?
You know, I have said for years, John, and I think you've heard me say this before in some of our meetings, I don't know why every state in the United States doesn't follow Indiana and do exactly what we do. Because we have been totally electronic for I think going on two decades now. Our elections are run with great order and great security. So locally, I have no doubt and no concerns about election security. I know many states do, and I know there are problems in some states, but I have total confidence in our system in the state and in our county.
We've been talking this morning with Larry Kleinhans, who is running for Bartholomew County Commissioners. He's the incumbent Republican in District 1. Larry, thanks for chatting with us this morning.
Okay, John, thank you very much, and have a great day.
You're listening to News and Views here on News Talk 1010 WCSI and 98.1 FM. We'll be back in just a minute with more News and Views. We're talking this morning with the candidates for Bartholomew County Commissioner.